Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors Studio on the road in Norwich, Connecticut. I'm about 35 miles from where Bill O'Brien has been all day. Bill O'Brien has been at the ESPN studios in Bristol, Connecticut, for the last, I think, since this morning when they flew up there. My only problem is I wish I'd hitched a ride on the flight with them and then driven down from Bradley myself. It would have saved me a lot of mileage today driving the car. But I have baseball here tonight with the State College Spikes. And it is not the pattern of the show that when I'm on the road doing sports or doing play-by-play, we still do the show. And the phone lines are still open at 1-800-795-9565 and the Lenape Solar Hotline. Sunbury Motors Studio, of course, Sunbury Motors. Yes, SMC, Sunbury Motors Company. 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And Kyle, you're going to have to help me out today and tell me when we have a caller on the line so that way we can stay abreast with the callers, because obviously I don't have my call screen on the road. This is where Kyle comes in handy. All right? So he'll have to tell me along the way who we have. And I want to talk to as many of you as possible. And tomorrow, Bob Buhner is going to join me tomorrow. Bob and I are going to talk about many subjects along the line, subjects that he will be better and more adept at handling than I am. And then coming up on Friday's show, we're going to have Jamie Bestwick on. Jamie Bestwick is picked up another gold medal at the X Games in Los Angeles. And not only that, he is putting together a fundraiser for the Bestwick Foundation, where 100% of the proceeds will end up going to victims of cancer. 100%. That's quite a fundraiser. And he will be on the show. And not only that, but Jamie is going to be the commentator on the Olympics after his fundraiser is over in State College on Saturday night. He's flying to London, so he's going back home to England. And he'll be a commentator on bike racing for NBC. So we'll have a lot to talk about with Jamie Bestwick on Friday. Not only about BMX, we'll get a chance to talk about the Olympics because he'll be a commentator on the Olympic Games, but we'll also get to talk to him about his fundraiser. So there's a lot to talk to Jamie Bestwick about, and plus the accent will make Sarah Bartlett faint. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. 43 Penn State football players so far have affirmed that they are staying with the program. 43 have already stated they will be with the program. Meanwhile, Bill O'Brien, after going to ESPN today in the studios, he's done many shows, including a sit-down half-hour interview with Reese Davis. He's going to Chicago next, but Penn State football players will not be going to Chicago. Every team is to be represented by three players. All three players for Penn State will not be going. It was going to be Silas Red, John Urschel, and I think Michael Motti. They will not be a part of the mix, and they will not be going to Chicago. It will only be Bill O'Brien representing Penn State in Chicago for Big Ten Media Day. And I don't blame them for making this decision. I mean, student-athletes should not have to keep answering questions over and over again. I mean, there are literally, between phone calls, text messages, and actual on-the-ground coaches in State College, these players are trying to avoid people now as often as possible. There are recruiters on the ground right now in State College trying to get to these players. I believe that, doesn't that go against what the kind of football culture they were talking about? That's okay. It's a different topic. But our number is 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. And Kyle will jump in at any point and let us know exactly if there are any callers on the line. Like I said, I want to go one more full open line day today and then get Bob on tomorrow and get Jamie on Friday and get back to having some guests on. It's also been a big day with Cole Hamels. Cole Hamels, it looks like it's going to be a six-year, $140 million deal. The Phillies need offense here along the way, and I think the player that now becomes expendable either now or in the offseason to then acquire some offense is going to be Cliff Lee. And I think that is going to be the player that becomes expendable in all of this. And just an opinion. You may have a different opinion, but I'd like to hear it at 1-800-795-9565. So far, 43 Penn State football players have said, in one form or another, they will be returning. This morning, Michael Zordich and Michael Motti led some of them in a brief statement that they gave this morning outside of Lash Building on the football field. And the statement was as follows. Let's see here. Says, this team is sticking together. We aren't going anywhere, and we cannot be more proud to be Penn Staters now. We look at this as a great opportunity to have the ability to bring back not only a team, but an entire university. Says, the team has taken on more adversity than any team has faced in history, which is a testament to our commitment to our team's character, our fans, and our university. One man did not build this program, and one man sure as hell cannot tear it down. This program was built on the backs of thousands of great men who put on the Penn State uniform, and today it is no different. No sanction or politician can tear this team apart. No one can take away what this university means to us. We will stick together and create our own legacy. Our loyalty lies only with our teammates, coaches, fans, and families, no one else. It is not going to be easy, but we know that we have acquired the strength that we have overcome, and we will embrace our anger and burn it as fuel this season. We can't wait for September 1st and to be back at Beaver Stadium playing for Penn State in front of the best fans in the nation. We ask everyone to come out, show the support, wear your colors proudly, and show that adversity makes Penn State's nation tougher and stronger. Thank you, the Penn State football players. That was the statement today, Michael Motti and Michael Zordich, that they made outside. And they were backed up by several players along the way. And again, 43 of these Penn State football players have now affirmed that they are coming back and they are not going anywhere. I was thinking about the three players. John Urschel, Silas Redd, and Gerald Hodges were the three players that were supposed to go to Chicago. But that was the statement today by the Penn State football players. And I know Bob Buehner and I are going to talk tomorrow a little bit about various topics on all this, because Bob's going to basically co-host the show with me tomorrow. And as we go through this, you know, he and I both are such deep followers, obviously, of every sport. But the team I remember is the team in Kentucky, the Unforgettables. And he brought that up to me in an email last night, but it was something I was already thinking about myself. And I saw that team play. I saw them play in person in Atlanta at the Old Omni in the Cuppenheimer Classic. Penn State played Georgia in the second game of a doubleheader. Georgia Tech played Kentucky in the first game of a doubleheader. And Rick Pitino would put that team together after probation, and they did incredible things. The Hamels deal is $144 million. Okay, 144. Cole Hamels knew the moment he walked off the mound with a standing ovation after allowing five runs in his last start that he was staying with the Phillies. Words can't really describe the emotions that you get and the way the fans were standing and cheering. That was ultimately the deciding point to be here. He had 144 million other reasons to stay, too. Hamels on Wednesday today did sign that six-year contract worth an average of $24 million per season. That prevents the 2008 World Series MVP from becoming a free agent in November. The deal includes a club vesting option for 2019 and a limited no-trade provision. The contract is the largest signed by a Philly, the second highest for a pitcher behind the $161 million that the Yankees gave CeCe Sabathia in December 2008. Ruben Amaro Jr. says the negotiations were long, laborious. He says, we finally got to the finish. 6 years is unprecedented for the Phillies, but we did it with the right person in mind. Hamels is just 28, right? So he becomes the third Philly starter to make $20 million or more. Halliday and Lee, of course, are the others. Hamels, a three-time All-Star, passed up an opportunity to possibly get more money in the open market to stay with the team that drafted him in 2002. He said, I want to give the Phillies every opportunity. It's very hard to leave a place that you've had so many great memories. He says, you don't want to miss it and not be a part of it. He says, I know the organization has always done a good job of going out to win. We have great players here. You don't want to have to leave that or stray away and see them win, and you're not a part of it. He said, I understand free agency is great. He said, those opportunities are of the unknowing. He says, but this is the place that I call home and want to call home for a really long time. I grew up watching Tony Gwynn play, and he made San Diego's home for his entire career. That ultimately, I want to make the same story here in Philadelphia. Hamels right now having a really good year. He's 11-4, 3.23 ERA. He's 85-58 in his career with a 3.38 ERA. That's incredible. And even though the criticism will be is that he's never won more than 15 games in the season, and his 2.79 ERA is the only time he's been under 3.06. The guy still, I think, has been really good almost every year. And signing Hamels means the Phillies could potentially have $155 million committed to just 11 players. And that's the issue. They could only they have 11 players, $155 million committed to them. The Phillies have the second highest payroll behind the Yankees, $174 million on opening day. But the five-time defending National League champions are stuck in last place, as we all know, after battling key injuries and inconsistency this season. With the non-waiver trade deadline looming, there's speculation the Phillies could be sellers. That's not necessarily the case. The Phillies have actually played better since the All-Star break. They have their regulars back, and they hope to make a run. They began the day 9.5 behind in the wild card standings. He said, we're committed to winning and trying to improve, whether it's through the course of the deadline and beyond. Securing Hamels, he said, was the first step. Hamels has been in the majors since 2006. After battling injuries in the minors, went 15-5, 3.39 ERA, first full season in 2007. Been the team's ace for a while now. Team's ace in 08 when he went 4-0 in the postseason, 1.80 ERA. NLCS MVP against the Dodgers, World Series MVP against Tampa Bay. 2009 was a struggle, but has bounced back. So now you have Halliday, Lee, Hamels, and, of course, Lee and Roy Oswalt were there before. Oswalt is now with Texas. I think Lee's the guy going. He said, Doc and Cliff, big part reason why I want to stay here. Two of the best pitchers in baseball. You can learn a lot from them and feed off of them. He says, when we get rolling, I feel no one else can stop us. The irony is, and this is what we have to find out as to what the Phillies are going to do with all this thing. We just don't know. My number is 1-800-795-9565, 1-800-795-9565. You want to jump in and talk with us. So, let's take a break. We'll come back with more. I want to hear from you. I want to get your thoughts. 43 Penn State football players have already said that they're staying. The players themselves, many of them got out today, made a statement to the media. And not only was it a statement, it was a rather defiant statement because these players are angry right now. They're angry. And Bill O'Brien has spent his day where I am. I'm in Connecticut right now, and Bill O'Brien has been here in Connecticut all day. Now, he'll be on SportsCenter tonight. He's done radio shows here today. Now he's going on to Chicago. But again, no Penn State players are going to Chicago. Jordan Hill, John Urschel, Silas Redd are all staying back in State College. Lenape Solar Hotline at 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. Back with more of the Steve Jones Show on WKOK after this.
The year was 1982. Gas was 91 cents a gallon. E.T. was phoning home. The Cosby Show was on NBC. And a new restaurant opened, BJ's Steak and Rib House. 30 years later, people have enjoyed the best steaks and barbecue at BJ's. In 1982, it started with the President of the United States.
To all Americans, this is your President, Ronald Reagan. You know, I remember the first time Nancy and I had those tender, juicy ribs at BJ's. And I remember splashing BJ's barbecue sauce on my new tie, and Nancy would yell at me every time. That's what I came up with. Now there you go again.
Celebrate 30 years of inspired barbecue with a slab of St. Louis ribs, plus local sweet card, creamy coleslaw, and a free pint of BJ's Cream Ale, all for just $15.95. Eat in or take out. You can enjoy BJ's anniversary special in Sealand's Grove in Danville. The Oyster Bar is open every night at BJ's.
In the Central Susquehanna Valley, we have all kinds of ways to celebrate our people, history, and opportunities. The biggest celebrations once again coming to Sunbury. Sunbury River Festival 2012, August 16th through 18th. Over 100 booths with all of your favorite River Festival food. Three stages of live entertainment, car show, craft show, and much more. August 16th, join me, Sean Carey, for the Valley's Got Talent, sponsored by Service Electric Cablevision at the Shikellamy High Auditorium. New this year is poetry reading, yoga, and a salute to the Valley's recreational opportunities. Enjoy the exciting cardboard regatta August 18th at the amphitheater and themed train rides too. For a full schedule, go to sunburyriverfestival.com. Special thanks to Wise Markets and the Degenstein Foundation, plus Northumberland National Bank, M&T Bank, Service Electric Cablevision, and Susquehanna Bank, plus Sunbury Motors, Sara Lee Buttercrust, National Beef, Purdy Insurance Agency, Geisinger Health System, Kohl's Hardware, and the stations of Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation.
If you treat people the way you want to be treated, you will be successful in life. Hi, this is Nancy Page, realtor at the Bowen Agency. That was the advice my boss gave me when I started my real estate career in 1978. A lot of things have changed, but the old-fashioned values still stand. Whether you are selling or buying, give me a call at 743-2165. After all, selling is what we do best.
Bowen Agency Realtors in Sewens Grove, Lewisburg, and Sunbury. On the web at bowenagency.com.
The Silver Moon Consignment Barn has moved to the Silver Moon Furniture Store and added 20,000 square feet for more inventory and better selection. Help them make it official during the grand opening now through the 31st. They'll be giving away 75 free $5 gift certificates, one $50 gift certificate, and one $100 gift certificate, no purchase necessary, drawing August 1st. Enjoy free refreshments and browse the bigger showroom for all kinds of merchandise. Now, right beside Silver Moon Furniture on Route 15, Lewisburg.
In today's digital world, you can't afford to be lagging behind on all the latest details. Hi, Kim Commando here. Join me for the Kim Commando Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK, and you'll be in the know about everything digital. I'm here every Saturday from 10 till 1. It's just me, you, and the newest digital details every weekend. Be part of the largest nationally syndicated weekend show, the Kim Commando Show, Saturdays from 10 till 1, right here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Interesting to be hurless. That's okay. He claims he's coming back Monday, but I think we ought to have a meeting about that. Our number is 1-800-795-9565 in the Lenape Solar Hotline. And don't forget, you can go to lenapesolar.com. Big stories of the day, of course, dealing with Penn State football. Bill O'Brien is here in Connecticut. He's about 30 miles from where I am right now. He's been spending his time today going to Sports Center interviews and things like that, which he's been doing. And the other story, of course, the Penn State football players back home giving a united front. Now, the one player people are wondering about is Silas Red. And Bill O'Brien did say today that all of his players have been recruited by other teams' coaches. Several players have received as many as 50 scholarship offers to play for opposing teams this fall. Red was not among the group of players who gathered today here in State College to announce their support for the embattled program. He has a lot of options. Of course, one of them is USC. Everybody knows about that. In the 48 hours since the NCAA levied the unprecedented sanctions against the program, an extraordinary recruiting frenzy has played out on Penn State's campus where players are working out. As of noon today, several groups of coaches from opposing teams were waiting in the Lash Building parking lot to recruit Penn State players. Now, is this the, no offense, but is this the culture that Mark Emmert was trying to promote with this? That's what I want to know. You have over and over, I mean, all of these players being recruited by other people who come in. And again, I know it's open season, but the point I made on Monday was quite simple. Was the NCAA going to make sure they had representatives there so there wasn't tampering? I don't think that was thought of because that wasn't part of the grand, and you can fill in the rest, plan. USC did notify Penn State Monday that it was interested in Silas Red. As they boarded a plane Wednesday morning for Bristol, O'Brien and his colleagues walked past a group of six coaches carrying University of Illinois bags and suitcases. A Penn State official told ESPN.com that no words were exchanged between O'Brien and the Illinois contingent. Because here's the other part that is very, very, and I pointed this out on Monday and I pointed it out yesterday. Not only are the Penn State players allowed to be recruited by other schools and then go to other schools and play right away, it includes Big Ten schools. And, for example, say A players went to Illinois, Penn State would be playing against those players on September 29th. They'd be playing against them right away. You can transfer within the conference right away and be allowed to play. This is an incredibly rare instance. Now, at USC, when Lane Kiffin took over and had to pick up the pieces after what Pete Carroll did and the Reggie Bush situation, he had a couple of players transfer, and he made an interesting point. He says, usually the guys that are going to transfer usually are not the high-profile guys. Usually when a player transfers, it's somebody who's behind somebody else, and they're looking for their spot to play. And I only know of so far of one Penn State player that has decided not to come back. There's only one that I've heard of that has decided not to come back, and he is evidently going to transfer to Illinois. And it's an offensive, it's a third string offensive lineman. So O'Brien declined to identify the players who have been offered up to 50 scholarships, but Illinois Assistant Athletic Director Kent Brown acknowledged that a group of Fighting Illini coaches are on Penn State's campus to recruit a player or two, maybe more. In a statement released Tuesday, the NCAA said that Penn State cannot restrict in any way a student-athlete from pursuing a possible transfer. Student-athletes must simply inform Penn State of their interest in discussing transfer options with other schools. Before communicating with student-athletes, interested schools must inform Penn State of their intention to open discussions with student-athletes. The compliance office of Penn State has been flooded with faxes and emails from other schools, but O'Brien asked today that opposing coaches also call him as a professional courtesy. He said 3 to 5 coaches have called, but estimated that most of the Division I schools are now aggressively recruiting Penn State players. Of course, Red is a prized one, 1,241 yards rushing, 7 touchdowns last year. He has 2 years of eligibility left, as we know. Lane Kiffin would not comment on Red specifically Tuesday during the Pac-12 media day. Kiffin acknowledged that the Trojans could use help in the backfield. He said, our number one concern is our running back depth. He said, we really have to do a good job there developing depth. So your thoughts. Okay, I understand it benefits the student athletes, all right? That way they're not completely hurt by this and they have options. But how do you feel about a free-for-all Penn State campus? And does that completely go against the statements made by the esteemed NCAA president? Sir Bartlett in the news, bottom of the hour, coming up on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Well, again, the stories just continue to flow out of this thing. It's been amazing. As a Penn State fans now, I mean, haven't you been through enough without having this, without having free agency? I mean, haven't the fans been through enough? And again, you know, this entire show, when we do the show, all right, right, is always with the understanding that no matter what, the victims come first. Okay, so I don't want any emails about that, because this ends up being a sports show, and we need to talk about other ancillary issues. But I want to make sure that you know that we have our ducks in a row, and I want to make sure that we have things in the proper perspective. But by sports point of view, you know, I was interviewed earlier today here in Connecticut. And in the interview, I said the part about this is that it never stops. I mean, that's what you've discovered about this since November 4th. It never stops. And you never feel like there is a day where you can breathe. Now, again, you know, as I pointed out before, for the victims, my goodness, over and over and over again, I mean, it hasn't stopped for them since whatever incidents happened to them. So I have a complete understanding for that. But on a sports show and on ancillary issues, something about this story is that over and over again, it never stops. And I feel like that the first opportunity where you feel like maybe it's going to slow down a bit and you can then concentrate on actually what you were paid to do is going to be August 6th when they go to training camp. And then the first 5 days are acclimation. They have a media day on August 9th. But now you're in the, you know, you go through, you know, what to do. You know, this is, you know, after Jerry's convicted. All right, so you go through the trial, okay, people walking out and raising their arms in triumph and so forth, and then you go to the next part where after the trial he's taken to jail, okay, then you go to the next part. The next part is, what do you do with, is the Free report. And the Free report comes out, and Director Free, of course, has acknowledged, and he did so in the beginning of his press conference, that when you look at that he could not talk to Joe, and he couldn't, you know, for obvious reasons, and he couldn't talk to Tim or Gary. So that perspective, he admits, is missing in there. And the narrative of the Free report is actually, when you read the entire Free report, there are differences, which Roger Haddon was pointing out this morning on the mark when he was talking about that and about the inconsistencies within there. But again, it's accepted and it's been approved by Penn State, and it was then used as the model for the NCAA, which then brought up the next point. And the next point was, after the Free report, what do you do with the Joe statue? Then, of course, they pulled down the Joe statue, and then they dismantled the plaza yesterday. The plaza around it was jackhammered and dismantled yesterday. It's covered with dirt. Now they're going to plant grass there. All right, now you go to the next part. And the next part is Penn State, the very next day, gets hit with massive probation, gets hit with massive penalties. And they still get to be on TV, but they get, they get the fine, they get the bowl money from the Big Ten taken away, they get censured, probation, they get scholarships taken away, and then also then this free-for-all begins on campus for the Penn State players, because these players do not count against this year's recruiting class. They count against next year's recruiting class for a team, even though they'd be allowed to play this year. Thus, you have all sorts of college coaches all over the place trying to get a hold of these players. And 43 of them so far have said, no, leave me alone, I'm staying. That's 43 of them that have said that so far. Now, obviously, the one that is drawing more attention than anybody is Silas Red. And Silas Red has not made a commitment one way or the other, and everyone knows that USC is talking to him. USC has a problem, though. USC is only allowed to have 75 recruits this year. And I believe USC is actually a little more hindered than everybody else when it comes to the ability to add a player because of their NCAA sanctions. I think there's something in there that's, but we'll find out. But supposedly they want to talk to him. So that's the way it is. And there just is never a moment in this story where you feel like you can breathe, that every day you are constantly having to talk about something else or some other event that's happening. Whomever wants to stay, great. They're going to get complete support from an incredible fan base. And that's what the players this morning that talked about all this pointed out. They've circled the wagons. I mean, that's what they've done. And that's what the players did this morning when they came out at 9:30 this morning. They basically circled the wagons in all of this. Matt McGloin was among several players today that pledged their allegiance. He tweeted that the announcement by the NCAA on Monday was extremely harsh. He said, "I'm a Nittany Lion, will remain one." He says, "I believe in the core values I have learned in this program. It is not Nittany Lion football, it's the Nittany Lion family," and he's absolutely right about that part of it. McGloin's tweet was followed later Wednesday morning by a statement today by the Penn State football program, which was released on Twitter. He said, "The team is sticking together. We aren't going anywhere, and we could not be more proud to be Penn Staters now. We look at this as a great opportunity to have the ability to bring back not only a team but an entire university. And believe me, it is going to be a rallying point." Right? I know everyone's talking about the importance of academics, but Penn State football has always stressed the importance of academics. That's why it had in the last report an 87% graduation rate. Those have been the core values of this football program for the last 61 years. And these are core values that Bill O'Brien is continuing. They understand what comes first, but they also understand that football, like it is at LSU, where Mark Emmert was the chancellor at one time, like Washington, where he was the president at one time, like Alabama, like Georgia, like Ohio State, like Michigan, like USC, football is a sense of pride, entertainment, and it's also a rallying point for many people on campus to enjoy Saturday afternoons with football. And there's nothing wrong with enjoying Saturday afternoons with football, because guess what? Monday through Friday, we're all either working or those students are in class or whatever it happens to be, trying to earn their degrees. So, you know, it is a great escape and release. And we are looking at a situation where they have put these Penn State football is going to be a rallying point. People are going to rally around this. Now, we get past next year. Let's get past 2013. The key is for everybody to continue to rally around it and feel like they are a part of something, when even if there is a tough time or two. Penn State has a lot to sell. Now, I know that some will say, okay, what can you sell? You can't play for the national championship. You can't play for the Big Ten championship. You can't play in a bowl game. But you know what? There aren't many places where you can go where there are going to be 108,000 people behind you like there are at Penn State. Yes, that happens at Michigan, Ohio State, Alabama. Texas now is right around that neighborhood. Tennessee. But there aren't many places you can go to and get 108,000 fans that rally around you. There aren't many places that you can go to that have the great academic programs that Penn State can offer a player and the academic support that can be offered to a player. Penn State has a lot to offer right now. Not only that, for a recruit, you can look at a recruit and say, look, down to 65 scholarships, guess what? You're going to play, and you're going to play right away probably. That's a lot to offer somebody as well, the playing time. And as time goes and each year gets crossed off, you get closer and closer to then telling each of these recruits that you can play in the Big Ten championship game, you can play in a bowl game, and you can play for a national championship. As each year goes by, more years are then available. As I pointed out the last couple of days, when you look at a recruit for February 6, 2013, you can tell them and say if they were to redshirt, they could have an opportunity to play in as many as two bowl games and two Big Ten championship games. Those would be available to them. If they decided to go 4 years, then they would get one. But again, that ability to play right away would be available to them. The next group, the 2014 recruiting class, you can look at them and say if you do redshirt, you will have an opportunity to play in three Big Ten championship games and three bowl games. And then the 2015 recruiting class, you can say you can play in four bowl games and four Big Ten championship games, and put yourself in a position to play for the national championship. So with each year that goes by, even though they're not going to be easy, and there has to be obviously some tweaking of how Penn State puts its numbers together in recruiting, they will be able to do so in such a way and tell a story in such a way that I think will get people here, because Bill O'Brien and his staff have done an incredible job of getting players here through all of this anyway. I think a lot of people have marveled so far that under the scrutiny and the atmosphere that has been created around Penn State since November 4th of last year, for him to go out along with his staff to get the recruits they've been able to get really has been a remarkable story. And I know, as you know, how I feel about stars and things like that, but again, that's the evaluation you have to work with. And evidently, star-wise, in terms of two, three, four, five stars, they've done extremely well based on all reports and accounts. So they must have a story that they have the ability to tell and tell in a convincing fashion and make these players believe. And now we're at that critical point. Who do you keep? And that first step is on who do you keep deals with the current players. Then who do you keep based on the February 6, 2013 signing day for the recruiting class? That's the next part, and then you go from there. And then you have to start tweaking numbers because after this year's 85, it'll start trending down until it gets to 65. And we'll see how they handle it at that point when it is 65 scholarships. But Bill O'Brien is equipped for this because Bill O'Brien, being an NFL coach, is used to having 53 guys out there and only 45 he takes to a game. So that's what he's used to anyway. He's used to practicing with reduced numbers. He's used to going through practices where with reduced numbers you have to make sure the guys are fresh and the ability to practice in such a way that is efficient and with a pace that gets the work in while at the same time not burning everybody out. Because he is used to that kind of practice that he has been going through since 2007 with the New England Patriots, that will come in to be of great benefit right now because he is used to reduced numbers anyway. That is what the NFL has. So there are a lot of things that he can sit there, sell, and talk about. And the frenzy right now in State College over these players is something where something should have been set up in such a way that had more order to it. And that was the NCAA's responsibility. And to me, while it is fair to the players to allow them the ability to transfer, because if they wish to get playing time someplace else, if they wish to have an opportunity to play for a conference championship, if they wish to have an opportunity to play for a national championship, you know, they should be allowed to have options, but there needs to be more order about it, and that order needs to come from Indianapolis, and there has been no order from Indianapolis in all this. They've just said, hey, look, you know, they're allowed to go. And, you know, it's up to Penn State compliance? No, the NCAA should have people on the ground and rules as to how you do this. How do you contact them? Who you go through? And then If a player wishes to meet with them, then allow meetings to take place. But there has to be an order to it. And while I'm saying it, it's irrelevant because there is no order to this. But the bottom line is, if somebody decides to leave, they leave. You know, Gene Hackman once said in the movie Hoosiers, when he only had four players on the court because he benched one of his players because he wasn't playing team basketball, they said, Coach, you only have four. And he looked at him, he said, my team's on the floor. Well, for Penn Staters, whatever happens here over the next, I don't know, week or so, you know, for Penn State fans, quote, that'll be our team on the field. And that's what it'll end up being. And that's what people have to look at. And it is obviously disconcerting. But again, Silas Red's the one that's obvious that is getting the most consideration. But again, the statement this morning, and I found the wording of the statement to be very intriguing today. It was read by Michael Motti and Michael Zordich today. This team is sticking together. We aren't going anywhere. And we could not be more proud to be Penn Staters now. We look at this as a great opportunity to have the ability to bring back not only a team, but an entire university. This team has taken on more adversity than any team has faced in history, which is a testament to our commitment to our team's character, our fans, and our university. One man didn't build the program, and one man sure as hell cannot tear it down. The program was built on the backs of thousands of great men who put on the Penn State uniform, Today is no different. Here's the next part I found that was interesting. No sanction or politician can tear this team apart. No one can take away this university and what it means to us. We will stick together, create our own legacy. Our loyalty lies only with our teammates, coaches, fans, and families, no one else. It's not going to be easy, but we know that we have acquired the strength that we have overcome, and we will embrace our anger and burn it as fuel this season. We cannot wait for September 1st and be back at Beaver Stadium playing for Penn State in front of the best fans in the nation. We ask everyone to come out and show support, wear your colors proudly, and show that adversity makes the Penn State Nation tougher and stronger. That was the statement by the players themselves today. Interesting words in that statement. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. Cole Hamels gets the six-year, $144 million deal. He has signed it. A-Rod got hurt last night. Out 6 to 8 weeks. Broken bone in his hand. Hanley Ramirez now a Dodger. Mike Tomlin signs a contract extension with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And, of course, the story, the Penn State story that we've gone over repeatedly here. But it still bears talking about. Bob Buehner tomorrow on the show. And then Jamie Bestwick on Friday's show. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. That is 1-800-795-9565 on the Lenape Solar Hotline. As we continue from the Sunbury Motor Studio on the road in Norwich, Connecticut, here on 1070 News Radio WKOK.
When you buy anything, isn't it best to see people who've been around for a long time, satisfying customers just like you all the time? Makes sense, doesn't it? So when you're in the market for a quality new or pre-owned vehicle, the only place to go is Sunbury Motors. They've been in business since 1915, partnering up folks just like you with a vehicle that best suits their needs and budget. Their service after the sale can't be beat. And if you like selection, there's none better than Sunbury Motors. Fords, Kias, Lincolns, Mercurys, Hyundais, Sunbury Motors sells them all. Their finance teams are unmatched. They'll be glad to help you secure the affordable option you want on any new or pre-owned vehicle you find on their lots. See the people who've been in business since 1915. Sunbury Motors Ford, Lincoln Mercury, and Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com.
Hey, look, the tents are up at Kohl's Hardware. That means yard sale time.
Yard sale bargains, here we come.
Everybody loves a yard sale, especially when all the items are new. Like the yard sales at Kohl's Hardware. Kohl's has the best prices of the year on selected discontinued and seasonal inventory. Shop Kohl's Yard Sale for patio torches, lawn furniture, tables, chairs and benches, citronella candles, fountains, bird baths, wind chimes and accent lights. Now is a perfect time to buy weed whackers, shop vacs, outdoor lighting, barbecue accessories, and pool supplies. Stock up for next summer on things you need now. Find the best bargains on kitchen appliances, garden accessories, and tools. Shop all the stores. Every store has unique closeout items, and shop every week because prices keep going down. It pays to shop every week. The longer the sale goes, the lower the prices. But shop early for the best selection. Kohl's Hardware. Find us on Facebook. We're close, convenient, helpful, and saving you money in your hometown.
Homeowners and business owners, listen up. What if you can make an investment in something that will never lose its incredible value? Invest in the most abundant commodity there is, sunshine. Lenape Solar can show you how an investment in a photovoltaic or solar thermal energy system can pay you back through saving money and energy with a great rate of return. In fact, an investment in solar energy pays it forward to your great-grandchildren and to our planet's future. Lenape Solar is your trusted local source for solar energy and energy efficiency solutions. Experts in renewable energy legislation and incentives. Professional, certified installers. Take the path towards energy independence by investing in solar energy with Lenape Solar. This is Justin Charles, and I invite you to schedule your free energy consultation today by calling 570-286-1496, visiting Lenape Solar at 140 South 2nd Street in Sunbury, or find us online at lenapesolar.com.
Greetings, Mark Lawrence from WKOK's On the Mark program. Tomorrow it's Rabbi Nina Mandel and Steve Jacobson. They recently won Peacemaker Awards from the Center for Nonviolent Living. Tomorrow, 8:30 to 10 a.m. on the Mark on WKOK and WKOK.com.
You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. You can hear us anywhere in the world at WKOK.com.
Our number 1-800-795-9565 on the Lenape Solar Hotline. And Steve, I believe in Northumberland is on the line. Steve, thank you for being with us. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Steve. Yeah, this is Steve Williams. I have a comment and a question. My comment is a lot of local wrestling fans will recall that some similar things happened with the wrestling team around here last year, where an administrator really tried to tear down a tradition, but kids came back strong, struggled a little bit at the beginning of the year, came back strong at the end of the year, won some matches that they shouldn't have. And I think we're going to see that at Penn State, where the pride will really go a long way. So I think that's what we're going to see. The question, and I'm sorry, I joined you late, so you may have already covered this, but who's on campus recruiting now? Can you tell us that?
Schools? You name the school, they're there. There are a lot of schools on campus right now, hanging in the Lash parking lot. And Illinois has six of their assistant coaches there right now. And Bill O'Brien went past that group this morning and would not talk to them. I mean, Bill wants the common courtesy of being contacted by schools so that he has an idea of what's going on, and only five schools have contacted him, nobody else has, and they're trying to get to the players at the Lash building, they're trying to get to the players at their apartments, and Adrian Amos, for example, he's upset about this. He says, look, I'm sick of seeing these guys. I've already said I'm staying at Penn State. So this has been going on. Especially today. I mean, today, above all, they have really come out in full force trying to convince Penn State players to leave and go to their school because it's open season, and the NCAA, while allowing this to happen, has done a terrible job of putting any kind of restriction or regulation on it so it has at least more structure and order to it.
Yeah, it's a little disappointing hearing that there is a little bit more of a gentleman's type of thing with the coaches and everything, but I guess that's big-time college football.
But Steve, I said this on Monday after it came out. When it came out, one of the first things I said was, because there are things that struck me right away. Number one, no TV ban. That struck me right away. Okay? You know, number one, they can play. Number two, no TV ban. So those are the two things that struck me right away that were plus for Penn State. But the ability to have any Penn State player transfer right away, which I understand because, again, they're trying not to, quote, penalize the student-athlete. But I said on Monday, and I meant it, will the NCAA put somebody on the ground here to regulate it and also regulate against tampering? And, of course, you know darn well what the answer to that is. They could care less about that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's interesting. I was wondering if anybody would. Or I figured they would, but who would show up and how they would do it. But I'm glad some of them at least have the courtesy of contacting the coach to let them know they were there.
Right. In other words, just go through it. There should have been a procedure in place. If you wish to contact the player, you contact the staff, right, and then. And then the player can meet with the coaching. That way, everybody at least it's open, above board, and everybody knows what's going on. I thought transparency was supposed to be a great part of all this. All right, and transparency doesn't have to, quote, just be at Penn State. It has to be across the board. And I don't think we're seeing that at the moment. At least what's happening in the parking lot and in the apartments in State College right now. Steve, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Our number 1-800-795-9565.
And Fox Sports Radio is News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.